For as long as I've known the NBA, it's been a stars league. But even among the stars, there's an exclusive club. Russell, Dr. J, Jordan, Kobe. They're all part of a select group that paved the way for the NBA superstar of today. And some even shared secrets with each other along the way. From Spotify and the Ringer Podcast Network, I'm Jackie McMullen, and this is the Icons Club.
This episode of the Ringer NFL Show is presented by State Farm. Create an affordable price just for you when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. This episode is brought to you by Modelo. What does a true fan look like? It's cheering the loudest. It's never missing a game, no matter what. And for that, you deserve an ice cold reward because you are a fighter and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Shop delivery or pickup options near you at ordermodelo.com. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is the Ringer NFL Show, part of the Ringer Podcast Network. I'm Kevin Clark, another emergency pod. It's Nora Princiati. Nora, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Stephen Ruiz.
How's it going?
And the birthday boy, Ben Solak, back on the East Coast. What have you been doing?
In my, mostly hanging out tonight. I was watching the tournament. We were about to go, actually do a birthday thing, and then there was news.
Decision has been made. Deshaun Watson has decided to waive his no trade clause and become a Cleveland Brown. Going back to Houston will be 3 first round picks plus 2 additional picks. As part of this, Watson gets a fully guaranteed $230 million deal. That is $80 million more than anybody's ever been guaranteed in the history of football. His base salary is going to be $1 million. That would be guarding against a suspension, which seems inevitable at this point, just given the history of discipline in the league. Jason Fitzgerald from Over the Cap said, basically, the Browns paid $94 million to add 1 year onto Watson's contract to get the trade done. This is a stunning reversal. It looked like and was reported to be down to Atlanta and New Orleans. Basically, Cleveland decided to throw a bunch of money at Watson. And that was, by the way, one of the reasons Carolina was out was because Carolina didn't want to throw this money at Watson. Cleveland goes the extra mile. He turns the decision around. The Cleveland Browns get back in it. He's a Cleveland Brown. Ben, you thought what?
Yeah, the Cleveland Brown side of this, like the Deshaun Watson side of this, is a lot and has to be sussed out and discussed, and it is a heavy, heavy thing. The Cleveland Browns side of this really freaking sucks, man. The Browns finished their season, had Baker Mayfield, fourth-year quarterback, came off of a shoulder injury, wasn't playing too great, and they said, you know, we feel confident in him being a starter next year. We feel confident he'll bounce back. That's what they said out loud. But then they said to Mayfield's agent, as has been reported over the past week, we're going to look at the top tier options. You know, Aaron Rodgers can become available. Russell Wilson can become available. We're going to poke around, and we're going to let you know that. They also said, if Deshaun becomes available, we're going to do that too. And then Deshaun became available, and the Browns threw their hat into the ring, right? Flew Deshaun out, met with Deshaun, whatever. We saw what that did to Baker, right? Baker posted his goodbye message, you know, a little couple of days early, whatever. And after he posted that message, there was this discussion about Mayfield and the Browns in the media, which was like, they would need an adult in the room. So Chris Mortensen, ESPN, said, right? There was a discussion about how Mayfield handles himself on social media. And there was a discussion about Mayfield not having the maturity necessary to hold down this
job. We don't like Baker Mayfield's posts. By the way, we're getting Deshaun Watson's
posts.
Yeah. We don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Did too many commercials.
And this was, right. We don't like the way Baker Mayfield behaves, right? And Baker said, all right, I'm demanding a trade. I'm out. And you got to remember, at this time, Deshaun Watson had crossed the Browns off the list. Baker said, I'm out. I'm not doing this. And the Browns said, okay, we need an escape hatch. We need a back door out of this quarterback issue that we've painted ourselves into. And their back door was giving Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed, $80 million more guaranteed money than the next closest contract in NFL history. Their back door was trading three first-round picks, the only second time in NFL history that three total first-round picks have been traded for a player, for Deshaun Watson. The 2022 salary for Deshaun Watson is $1 million, which means if he gets suspended, that money is coming out of a $1 million base salary. They went back to Deshaun's camp and said, we will do anything you tell us to come to this building and get us out of the quarterback problem that we created for ourselves when we said our incumbent quarterback wasn't behaving the way we wanted him to behave. They said that to the man with 22 civil cases currently against him. So the Browns 100% wanted a better football player at quarterback than Baker Mayfield, and backdoored and lied and traded their soul away to go get it in Deshaun Watson. And everything Deshaun has done over the last year sucks. Yep. What the Browns just did over the last 48 hours sucks. And that's why this entire situation is backwards and terrible.
We're gonna crap on the Browns, as we should, but we should not let those other teams that also tried to trade for him, they all would have done similar things to get Deshaun Watson. Like, we can't let the Saints off the hook. We can't let the Falcons, the Panthers, any other team that tried to do this. They're just as bad as the Browns. I don't think the Browns are any worse than any of those teams.
I actually agree with that. The entire pursuit in the last couple of weeks was disheartening. Also, how quickly it went from there's not going to be criminal charges to, like, 3 days later was like, oh, Deshaun's torn. He doesn't know what to do. This isn't college recruiting. You're not going to put hats on the table. Like, let's have a little bit of nuance in the decision-making process. We can't just say, oh, we can't flip a switch and say, oh, it's back to normal. This is a football story again. This is not a football story. There's still 22 outstanding civil cases. There's still a suspension on the table that is going to be lengthy. Hitching your wagon to Deshaun Watson, I understand from a football standpoint, if you're the Browns, you just want to get out of quarterback purgatory or whatever. But from a, when you look at the entire picture, it's reckless. It's reckless. Nora?
Well, so first of all, let's just say the thing, right? He is facing 22 civil suits for sexual misconduct to sexual assault. There's no trial date. No one knows what's going to happen. He's not going to face criminal charges, though. The NFL is the other entity that we haven't mentioned. Right. And there is a way to make all of the perverse incentive structures that all of the teams that we just mentioned have to act in this way that creates a gross situation where he gets to pick and choose and be rewarded with an obscene amount of money. The commissioner's exempt list has been available this entire time.
Yeah.
It remains available.
Yeah.
This situation where those incentives were put into conflict did not have to exist. Mm-hmm. And do I feel a little worse about the Cleveland Browns today than I did yesterday? Absolutely. But Roger Goodell and every owner of every team, because he works for them, had an opportunity to make this a non-situation and didn't. And I do think that that is actually more important to me than Cleveland, Atlanta, New Orleans, Carolina, acting in a way that was gross but predictable, because he's a really, really, really good quarterback. And I think it's easy to make this a Brown story, right? And it should be. I don't feel any sympathy for them getting criticized for this, but I do want to make sure that we don't let the people who actually have the power here off the hook, because it would be so, 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 so easy. Literally with a snap of his fingers, Roger Goodell could put him on the list and have made it so that he was not eligible to be traded, so that none of these things, because the gross thing, right, is we are weighing an unfinished civil situation that involves sexual assault versus football ability. Right. And that's gross. And that's what's giving all of us the heebie-jeebies. But there was a way out of that, and they didn't take it.
By the way, the Colts asked to talk to Watson as well, and they were just immediately denied permission because they're in the same division. So add them to the list.
I mean, short list of people who look great right now.
Yeah, I'm like there wasn't a team that wasn't trying to find a way to trade for Deshaun Watson. And for the teams that had quarterbacks better than Deshaun Watson or as good as Deshaun Watson, if they didn't have quarterbacks better or as good as Deshaun Watson, you know what they would have been trying to do?
Try to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Try to trade for, yeah. I mean, there's no... Like,
it's the kind of thing where when you look at it from league-wide perspective, anything the teams say about due diligence... By the way, no one talked to Tony Busby, the attorney representing the women filing suit here. The idea... I kept hearing, this team's doing work on Deshaun Watson, finding out, well, what work is that? They called his agent. They called a couple people who like work for Deshaun Watson. That was the work.
Called
his lawyer. Okay. So I just think it's upside down that, you know, 3 days after it comes out that he's not going to get criminal charges, he has the most leverage in the history of football. Like that's the environment the NFL created. He had a no trade clause and he had the most leverage any player has ever had in the history of a trade in football. And then he got more guaranteed money than anybody in the history of football. I mean, that to me was kind of amazing. All right. So let's talk about this from a football standpoint. Are you guys comfortable with that? Ruiz, what does this do to the AFC now?
I mean, it gives the AFC, I think, another division of death, for lack of a better term. Like, it's not just the AFC West now. Like, the AFC North, I think, is on par with it. You have the Bengals, who just lost the Super Bowl. The Ravens, who I think are going to bounce back if they're healthy. The Steelers, I think, are going to be better with Mitch Trubisky, as crazy as that sounds. Like, anything is an upgrade over Ben Roethlisberger. And now the Browns have a top five, maybe top three quarterback on a roster that was already built to win. And the only thing holding it back was the quarterback position. And now they have an elite one.
Yeah, can we backtrack just for 1 second?
Please.
I don't know if this is too inside baseball, but just for people who are listening to this, we do, for what it's worth, have sort of like company best practices for how to talk about this stuff, right? And it's not perfect because it's complicated and it's icky. But just for full disclosure, because I think it can be jarring for us to go, okay, here's the situation, here's all that's wrong with it. What does it mean for their offense? The thing that I think we have come up with that is the best answer I can think of, though certainly not a perfect one, is to provide as much information as possible, be as clear as possible about it. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that bothers me the most is when people talk about his situation or his off-field issues.
Right.
And we're going to really try not to do that.
The worst brand is, it's a distraction. This is something that he needs to deal with when he gets this settled. Yeah. Saw so many tweets in the last couple of months. Oh, once he gets the situation settled, what the hell does that mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So
there's the conversation about like what's it gonna be like in the locker room.
Right.
Screw the locker room.
Don't care.
No, I don't care about the. He's not in the locker room right now.
Right. But then beyond that, it doesn't even, you know, abiding by best practices does not make this a purely easy or seamless or non-weird conversation. But that is the best that we have come up with, and certainly open to feedback from listeners or anyone. But just want to make that clear before we keep having this conversation.
Right. And I don't want to make this like about us, but like, I think all of us agree it's going to be weird to talk about
forever
in a football context for the rest of his career.
Nora, do you have any thoughts on this just from the NFL, what this does to the league kind of football standpoint?
Yeah. Well, the AFC, somehow has managed to be even more stacked than it was a day ago, right? Because even though he's going from one AFC team to another, he's going from one AFC team that was non-competitive.
It also shows you, by the way, how much the money played into it. Because like from a football standpoint, going to the NFC would probably be a little easier.
Yeah, totally. And presumably, because he was the one making this choice, Houston had accepted trade packages before he had meetings with these teams and had originally informed Cleveland that they were out of the running before backtracking. Presumably the financials being so astronomically high is part of how they were able to make that U-turn happen. But it's just a stacked division, particularly with a team that has a really, really good roster. And if anything, has been held back by the quarterback position, now having someone who is objectively an elite quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Modelo. What does a true fan look like? It's cheering the loudest. It's never missing a game, no matter what. And for that, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Because you are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Shop delivery or pickup options near you at ordermodelo.com. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Hyundai. Think about all the stuff you can do now on Sundays after the Super Bowl's over. Adventurous activities. You need a Hyundai to get you there. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped for any adventure with features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive. You can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Or available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Ben, you mentioned the Browns solving the quarterback mess. Well, I mean, did they really solve it? I mean, they traded one mess for another. They traded 20 years of a certain type of mess to another mess. And it's not like that this is, there's 100% certainty in this situation from I'm just talking about from a football standpoint. I mean, the suspensions,
yeah,
that, you just don't
know. That is the thing. Like, yeah, we have the suspensions. The last time we saw Watson like really, really, really play well was 2019. Mm-hmm. It's worth noting that that was like a while ago. Like 2020 wasn't great in terms of like Watson's scale. And then obviously 2021, we didn't like see him play. And so it has been a bit since we've seen like elite play. I shouldn't say like elite play, but Watson, like that 2019 season was really where it felt like he was going to grow into that foil to Mahomes in terms of his mm-hmm. on-field ability. And so like you have that uncertainty. You also have the uncertainty of like, players inevitably go through ups and downs no matter what caliber of play they have, what level of talent they have. And I don't know how Watson's going to respond to anything for the remainder of his career, just in terms of like arguments with other players who know what he's been accused of and probably have estimations of him as an individual in terms of coaching staff and how he responds to that. I think that when, right, you kind of frame things in terms of the mishandling that Cleveland had with Baker over the last week and now Deshaun kind of swooping in, I do think that the money was a big part mm-hmm. of why Deshaun went to Cleveland, but I also think that Cleveland's history of quarterbacks yep. is a big part of why Deshaun went to Cleveland. Because if you want to, as Deshaun's team and agent and himself and kind of his unit clearly does, just sweep this under the rug, pretend that this was a black mark that was blown out of proportion, pretend that mm-hmm. this was a smear campaign or whatever. You go to Cleveland where there have not been championships, there have not been elite quarterbacks, and you win some ball games, you win some, so you generate like a decent relationship with the media that really hated the last guy. People start forgetting stuff. They shouldn't, and it's bad if they do, but people start forgetting stuff because you're winning football games. And that's the uncomfortable truth that Cleveland is banking on here and bringing Deshaun Watson
1,000%. And that's why they do the move, is because talent trumps all. We've seen that 100 times over the past 10 years in the NFL. That's just sort of how this works. And as you said, it's the uncomfortable truth. All right. Any other thoughts on this before we get to kind of the ripple effects, the Baker, the Matt Ryan stuff? All right. So the report now is that Baker Mayfield prefers the Colts. Jeff Howe, I think, had that first. Obviously, he's going to be traded. Ruiz, for Baker, how do you want this to play out?
I think that's the best case scenario. I think he needs to go to a place that has a solid offense in place, an offense that we've already seen make up for a quarterback's deficiencies, especially the deficiencies that he has. I think they're not too dissimilar from Carson Wentz's. It makes sense for him. It's a good offensive line. He's not going to have to carry the team. He's just don't make mistakes, run RPOs. I think that's the perfect situation. I understand why he wants the Colts. And really, I can't think of another situation he could go to where it's going to be better than what he had in Cleveland. I think the Colts are the one realistic option.
Nor, is there another team out there that should be trying to get Baker Mayfield?
So is anybody else a little bit surprised that the trade didn't involve Baker?
Yes. Yes.
What does that pretty say about it? I don't know.
I've seen this reported. I think I'm going to be this is going to be a sentence you did not see coming. I actually do think they like Davis Mills.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go that route, tanking anyway.
What's gotten into you?
No, they do like David. It's not me. It's them.
He didn't say it was just
Davis Mills was pretty good. No, I'm in the Davis Mills line.
I know. I'm just saying if you're going to go that route, it's not like you need like somebody to take snaps. Like that was always a thing. What was the thing a couple of years ago where, oh God, I can't remember the team, but the team signed like a pretty crappy free agent for like $10 million. And the coach's rationale was like, well, someone's got to take snaps and OTAs. And it's like, oh, what? Like it's not that.
Feels like it was Mike Glennon. Don't remember the team.
It feels like Mike Glennon. It may not have been. Apologies, Mike
the
Glennon.
If
I
just Glennon.
Made that in, if I made that anecdote up. I don't think that's what the Texans were looking for. They could have gotten him and maybe flipped him. I actually don't understand the salary cap ramifications of fifth year option. I don't know.
It would have been fitting if they did get Baker, because the Texans also offloaded Osweiler onto the Browns. It could have been like 5 years later, a solid they did for him.
The thing that's interesting about that, though, is that so if Baker does end up in Indianapolis, then presumably Matt Ryan stays in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Jameis resigns in New Orleans. And then what's Garoppolo going to do? Go to Houston? That's brutal.
So,
this can't happen to Jimmy.
Rap Sheet just tweeted. It can.
So
it can happen.
Upset.
Can and will happen
no,
to Jimmy.
No, it can't. He's too good looking.
Hey, Ben.
Things that bad shouldn't happen to people that
what's the 30 Rock thing? I'm not a big 30 Rock guy, but
John
I don't watch the bubble
John
thing.
John Hamm.
Living in a bubble.
It's like the handsome bubble. You can't get traded to Houston
team because of he's in the handsome bubble.
He was the highest paid player in NFL history after 6 starts. We don't need to feel bad about Jimmy.
Ben, how much is...
I don't know.
How much can
he's
Baker
in the handsome
Mayfield,
bubble.
Going back to Baker Mayfield, the person at hand, and not the handsome Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll get to some of the other guys here. Ben, what does Baker like bring to a football team that's good? Like, does he still elevate them?
Right. So it is tricky to say because Baker has always been fueled by him, right? Going back to walking on at Texas Tech.
This could be some incredible grudge.
Right. And then leaving Texas Tech to walk on at Oklahoma, and I'm like, nobody believes in the Big 12. And then, like, Baker was the number one overall pick, and he was like, nobody believes in me. And it's like, buddy, the number one overall pick, right? This has always been his thing. In Cleveland, that didn't play anymore because he got the starting job, and he had the starting job, and it was built around him, yada, yada, whatever. Him being traded away and kind of cast aside, you know, Woody, I don't want to play with you anymore, is interesting because I would not be surprised if hate-fueled off of an injury Baker is like better than we remember Baker being, simply because that seemed to always have been his way. If he lands on the Colts, I think he can give you Wentz plus in terms of like overall play, not like play style, but I think you can get like a little bit better than they got from Carson. I think a run first offense, a play action offense, a shot oriented offense makes sense for Baker. It's what he was good at in 2020 when he was successful in Stefanski's offense. That is the Colts. It's also the Seahawks, which I could not tell you what Seattle's up to. All right, listen, the Pacific Northwest is shrouded from my eye. I've got no clue what.
Do you know what Baker Mayfield's going to bring to Indy? The fact that he's not Carson Wentz. That's enough. That's enough.
That actually does seem to be like very high on their list of desired qualities.
Like the Browns wanted an adult. Well, the Colts want not Carson Wentz. Anybody else but him.
But the thing about the Colts is that all of that conversation that Ballard had in Indianapolis at the Combine, the rhetoric was a guy who can handle the spotlight, a guy who can handle the criticism. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ballard and the Colts press looks at Baker, especially with the bill of goods the Browns have been selling over the last couple of weeks, last month, and say he can't handle the spotlight, he can't handle the criticism. And if that's the case, I don't think they'll bring him in, because I think they are, like you said, so person oriented right now, so character, so personality oriented. So don't sleep on Seattle as a spot where Baker could end up, which would be hilarious, because he's so much of his play style is Kmart Russ. It's not even funny. It would be very peculiar to see. But to me, that's what makes.
So then, wait, let's play that out. Baker to Seattle. Then are we saying Jimmy to Indy?
That's what I.
Or Matt Tell Ryan. Me where Jimmy's going.
Wait, makes what about Matt Ryan, who now, according to Rap Sheet, Atlanta is turning their attention to making sure Matt Ryan feels wanted. What does that mean?
Yeah, here's the thing about Matt Ryan feeling wanted. He doesn't, all right? He does not. Y'all pushed back a $7.5 million
just
bonus.
Give us,
I'm going to tell you how he feels.
They literally said to Matt Ryan, we have the money. I'll just give it to you next week, bro.
We have the money, but you know that $7.5 million we owe you in a couple days? Could we have a couple more days so we can see if we can get somebody better?
Yeah.
Give me 1 minute on this.
As listeners of the Ringer NFL show will know, Steven and I are close personal friends with Matt Ryan because we chatted with him for like 15 minutes about two high safeties.
Falcons trying to like Anna Delvey Matt Ryan. Did nobody get that reference?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nobody else is watching Scary Show.
I finished inventing Anna. It was delightful. Oh. But really good show. Matt Ryan very clearly, like, just over the course of his career, has been a big, like, loves being on one team, loved being a part of the Falcons culture,
Atlanta.
Loves being part of Atlanta culture, is a professional dude, and that's sick. He cannot let the Falcons jerk him around like this. He's too good of a quarterback. That's too bad of a roster, and there are teams that would make him right. And like and the Colts certainly would be one of them.
My question to you guys is
Philly.
Oh God, who?
I'd love to.
Who
see
is that good for besides Ben? Like, don't do that to Matt Ryan. My question is, if you're the Colts, would you rather have Baker or Jimmy? Because I think I'd rather have Jimmy.
I'd rather have
I
Baker.
Also would rather have Jimmy, although I suppose that's been clear from the last 15
I'd rather
minutes
have
of this
Baker.
Podcast.
You'd rather have You'd Baker? Rather,
why?
As the,
I think Baker has a higher ceiling. I've seen a better version of Baker than I've seen of Jimmy.
Oh, man. Yeah,
but I also, you know
Baker
what's collapsed in my mind?
The ceiling
after the
we
Carson thing,
was the Baker Mayfield ceiling.
I'm a little bit out on Frank Reich as quarterback guru now. Let me tell you something. This is Ben specific. He doesn't know ball. This is Ben specific. The wheel of who won the Super Bowl for the Eagles has spun so many different times. Remember the 2-year period where if you said anything nice about Doug Peterson, if people would say, yeah, that was Frank Reich's title, buddy. And like, by the way, at the beginning of that, it was supposed to be like John DeFilippo was involved there at the beginning. And it's like Doug Peterson, Nick Foles. It was a Howie Super Bowl. I heard it was a Joe Douglas Super Bowl at one point. Like, it's just spun so many times. And now the Reich propaganda has gotten out of control. He's in my content doghouse for at least a couple months.
All good Eagles things come from Jeff Stoutland and Jeff Stoutland alone. Offensive line coaches make the world go round.
Canes,
thank you for
former
your time.
Canes OL coach. Coached him up.
There you go, baby.
All right, so I guess no one wants to bite on Matt Ryan to the Eagles. What were we going to say, Stephen, before Solak and I start talking about the Eagles?
I don't even remember.
Wow.
Doesn't matter,
does it?
You were going to say that Baker Mayfield is not a better idea than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah. I think they're very similar as pocket quarterbacks. The thing that separates them is Baker's ability to make a play. But the thing that makes Baker worse is the fact that he thinks he can make plays. So I'd rather have the guy that knows his role, the guy that's going to stay in.
Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo thinks he can't make plays?
Not with his legs.
No, Jimmy Garoppolo does not think that he is Russell Wilson.
No, Jimmy Garoppolo does not want to leave the pocket ever.
I think a healthy Baker Mayfield is better than you guys think.
I'm not saying he's good. I
think he's better than you guys think.
I think he's worse than
maybe
most
we
think
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I want to keep Seattle out of this equation. I don't think Seattle should get any of these guys.
Seattle's no, they should 10. Be stuck
All
with
right,
Drew
well,
Lock.
The rest of us would like to keep the Philadelphia Eagles out of this conversation.
And here's
he's
another
from,
thing.
He's from Philly. He's a Philly guy.
Here's another thing we're not considering with the musical chairs with the quarterbacks. The draft still hasn't happened, and like three guys might go in the first round.
That's right.
So those guys are going to take some spots.
That's right. So like,
which means Handsome Jimmy is not starting next year.
Oh my God.
I don't think he's going to
okay,
be starting.
I have a question. Why don't they just why doesn't San Francisco just keep him?
I think they should.
I wouldn't hate it if they did. I'd also love if the 49ers had like 20 million more in cap space than they do right now. That would be great, I think, for the general Niners vibe, assuming you feel good about Trey Lance. By the way, Matt Ryan to the Niners, run the 2016 MVP season back, baby. All right, let's push it. Super Bowl time, little redemption arc.
Keep Jimmy bringing a third starting quarterback.
But let me ask you this, guys: does Jimmy's potential availability or Baker's potential availability, if he doesn't go to the Colts, or even if Matt Ryan says I want to get out of here, give me my money and let me leave, is there any team that was going to draft a quarterback that can now say, hey, we can draft for need and maybe take a flyer on a quarterback we didn't anticipate, even maybe. Maybe like a Pittsburgh, Ben?
I think Pittsburgh was already in a position once they brought in Trubisky to say, if the guy falls to us, then the guy falls to us, we go. I don't think much of this changes that. People look to Detroit as a team at 2 and say, all right, maybe they'll make a Malik Willis wild card in the event that they really love the guy. I don't think any of this stuff changes them because I think they're always looking for youth no matter what. The team is Seattle at 9. Mm-hmm. And I know we said we didn't want to put Seattle in the conversation, but in general, I just have no idea what Seattle is thinking, doing, intending, divining, feeling. They're very like the P and John are just kind of driving the ship right now. And I don't know. I can't read if they think they got to go young, Malik Willis. I can't read if they think that a veteran would be fine and they can just kind of reload this thing. They might literally, honestly, actually believe the things they're saying about Drew Lock. They're kind of all over the map for me. So they're the one that I think is the
Now I'm rooting for the Lions to take a quarterback. Because do you know what this quarterback carousel needs? Little Jared Goff thrown into the mix.
I was going to say that. Like, where does Jared Goff fit into all of this? That's the question you didn't see coming at the beginning of this.
It's a question that hasn't been asked in like a year and a half.
I actually forgot Jared Goff was in the mix here.
Exactly.
I was thinking like, well, maybe Jimmy, you know, whatever. All right. So I'm going through the mock drafts here. The first quarterback off the board, Solak, is who?
Malik Willis. I would say he's like minus 200 right now. Most books.
And what's the most likely destination for him?
Right now, I would say Seattle at 9.
Okay.
Not Carolina.
I mean, Carolina.
Right now, I would say Carolina at 6, and then after that, I would say Seattle at 9. Carolina is one where I think their continued missing out on big name quarterbacks is going to put them in a situation where the owner steps into the room on draft night and says Malik Willis. And even if the scouting staff and the front office has agreed on like Kenny Pickett, he's going to want the flashy name now. The wild card is that Dave Tepper pays for Pitt Football to exist. So maybe it will actually still be Kenny Pickett, as Steven very well knows. But quarterback at 6.
They're not going to draft Malik Willis. They're not going to do anything that makes me happy. So you can just cross it off the board. They're going to take that Northern Iowa tackle who's going to be bad.
The grimmest thing with the Panthers today was, first of all, they spent a year trying to get Deshaun Watson. They didn't get him. They were immediately eliminated. He wanted to go to 2 division rivals. Then he chose the Browns. And then, as soon as the decision comes in, like a minute later, Adam Schefter reports that Johnny Hecker is signing with the Panthers. That was like within 90 seconds. Can we get a Panthers disaster check from Stephen Ruiz right now?
it's still a disaster. Nothing's changed. Johnny Hecker might be the best quarterback on the roster now. Statistically, he definitely is, but he's probably the best thrower on the roster. They saw that, that was their answer to the missing out on Deshaun.
Johnny. Any other disasters we need to check in on the last 24 hours?
That whole Packers Raiders trade was a disaster. I know I missed the pod, but for every team involved.
Yeah, but for everybody lost?
Everybody lost, no winners.
There's a lot of that, I think. There's a lot of lose-lose trades these days.
Everybody lost, no winners. Steven Ruiz, 2022.
I'm not making a Super Bowl pick next year. Nobody wins the Super Bowl.
That's actually not a bad idea. Or just short every team.
For what it's worth, just because Steven said it earlier, I think Pittsburgh is very much in on quarterbacks early on. Trubisky is like if you can't spot the Mike Glennon in the quarterback's room,
you're the Mike Glennon.
It's you. You're the Mike Glennon. I think
That's why I brought up Pittsburgh. Trubisky should not change your thought process on anything.
I don't think he does. I think originally it seemed like, what the heck are they doing? Because there had been all of those rumors about, I don't know, believe it or not, Mitch Trubisky is going to get really big money. He got like a medium high range backup deal. I do not think
Trubisky is
a good idea. I'm in on it. Right. I'm in on the Trubisky
Taylor. Got paid like a decently popular
Tyrod Taylor
independent podcaster. Listen,
bridge Trubisky. Okay, he's just all Brandon Bean talked about is how good he was in the room. All good, such a great guy in the locker room. All smiles. Bring in Malik. Bring in Desmond Ridder. Bring in whoever you like. Mitch Trubisky, teach him how to smile. This is how we prepare. This is how we do work Monday to Saturday. And then whenever the rookie's ready, rookie takes the job.
All right. Arjuna asked if we want to talk about Juju going to the Chiefs. Good.
Good. Could have just done this
could
last
have been
year.
An email. It could have been
an
email.
Like probably whoops, I should have done that last year and I didn't. And I'm happy I have an opportunity to
signed,
do so again.
And he signed like 1 year, 11 mil about, right? I think it's 10.75.
Yeah.
Man, that was on the table last year, brother. Like I wasn't reported, but there's no way that wasn't on the table in terms of like the prove it deal. And he probably wanted something bigger, went back to the Steelers for a year, put up the same numbers, going to go get the same prove it deal. Very handy though, for the Chiefs. Chiefs had to become a shallow passing game team there down the stretch. They're figuring out how to get the deep ball to work against all the new defenses. Man, you get the ball to Juju 4 yards past the line of scrimmage. Go be tough. Go break a tackle. Get me a 3rd and 5. Makes a lot of sense what they need.
All right, guys. We'll be back probably early next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the NFL news. Worst case scenario is midweek, but I have a feeling we'll be back. Not this weekend, but early next week. Thank you to Stefan Anderson for his production help with additional production supervision by Arjuna Ramkapol. And research from Daniel Comer. This has been the Ringer NFL Show on the Ringer Podcast Network.